Psalm 48, a song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled, and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. Hallelujah! Great is the Lord. Amen. And He is greatly to be praised in that city, that New Jerusalem, which is above. But those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we are already seated with Him in heavenly places in Christ. We're seated in the mountain of His holiness, Mount Zion itself. And it is beautiful for situation. That New Jerusalem that will descend from God out of heaven will be the joy of the whole earth. And it is called the City of the Great King. It's where the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ dwell. Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and the Lord Himself is our refuge in the midst thereof. And the kings of the earth and the princes of the earth and the judges of the earth who think themselves to be something, when the great day of the wrath of the Lamb comes and they see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, then there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. They shall flee to the mountains and cry out to the rocks and mountains and say, fall on us and hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come. The whole earth will be in pain and travail like a woman getting ready to bring forth, because Jesus Christ shall shine forth from heaven and shoot across the sky from the east to the west and break all the strength of man. In that day, the things that we have heard and that we have read, we shall finally see. We shall see it in the city of the Lord. Every promise and prophecy that is not yet fulfilled, everything that we have read in the Scriptures and in Revelation, God will bring them to pass. He will establish it forever. And so let us meditate on His loving kindness. Let us dwell in the midst of His temple. Let us focus on that great name that is above every name. That name that is the only name under heaven whereby men must be saved. That name that every knee will bow to and every tongue will confess. That great name, Jesus Christ. For He is Lord. And just as that great name will spread through all the earth, so too, according to that great name, shall his praise spread to the ends of the earth. Why? Because the right hand of God is full of righteousness. His right hand is his Spirit. That Spirit that he sent forth is a spirit of holiness. It's the Holy Spirit, and he is full of righteousness. He takes unclean sinners and transforms them into clean, pure children of God. So let us rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad, because God's judgments are true and righteous altogether. Let's walk about Zion. Let's go round about her. Let's pay attention and mark the things of our God. Let us seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Let us lay these things to heart so that the spirit of faith may rest within us, the spirit of faith which believes and speaks of the wonderful things that we have both seen and heard, so that we may tell it to the generations following, so that we may tell them of the truth of the greatness of Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Why? Because this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death, and not only unto death, but unto everlasting life. Psalm 48.